says Yorsheho Yorshek Suboso Chayovim Bekfuroso. It says the people that Yarshin Aksuba. There's a lotion of Yorsheho, the one that Yarshin the Ksuba, they have a chiyuv to take care of the Kfura. So therefore the Yorshe Habal. Since the Yorshe Habal, they are the ones that Yarshin Aksuba, they have a chiyuv to take care of the Kfura. And not the Yorshe Av, because they don't get the Ksuba. They only get Nechosim and Nechnosim Yetzimo. For it's alright, the Yorshe Habal, they are the one that has to take care of the Kfura. The Mora says, Amr Abaye, Abaye says, Afanan Narmatanina. We also bring your proof, we also learn like this. We learned Halacha, Almona Nizoynes Menichsa Yisoymin. And an Almona, in a regular case where a husband dies, she's an Almona, so she has the right to get fed from the Nechosim that belong to a husband, that the Yisoymin Yarshind, as long as she doesn't collect her Ksuba yet, she has a Tanai Ksuba, she has a right to collect Mizoynes. So it says, Amon and Nizonas Nichsi Yisoymim. O Mayis Yoder Shalahem. But if she does work, she's allowed to keep the money goes to herself. V'yein Chayovim B'Kfuroso. In other words, these Yisoymim do not have a chiva to take care of a Kfura. Why? Rashi says, To her boy Lameis Aksubal Yorsheh. Because these sons now, they have to give her Ksuba to somebody else, to the ones that Yarshina. So rather it says here, but Yorsheho, Yorshek Suboso, Chayovim Bekfuroso. Whoever Yarshin took Suba, they are the ones that have to take care of the Kfura. Now the Gemara explains who are these two people like. The Gemara says, now, Ezeu Amono, Shiyosh Lo Shnei Yorshim. Where is there a case that the lady's in an Amono, that she lost a husband, that she has two types of Yorshim? So it's saying now, the one type of Yorshim, the sons, they don't have to take care of a Kfura, because they don't Yarshin a Ksuba. But rather the people that Yarshin Aksuba, they have to take care of it. So who is this type of a, where's this case that there are two different people? Heavy Omer, we have to say, Zu Shemeris Yavam. This is the case of a Shemeris Yavam, where there was a Matzav of Yibum. When the husband died, there is a brother that's alive. And now when the Yavam, when she dies, Halacha is the brother Yarshin Aksuba. So since the brother Yarshin Aksuba, the Halacha is, he has to take care of the Kfura. Mashenke and the kids, the Yisaimim, since they don't get the Ksuba, they do not have to take care of a Kfura. So Rashi explains, like it's a diyuk from over here. Because the real case of an Amon and Nizoynes, a regular Amon, is not talking about the case really of Yibum. An Amon and Nizoynes means she, her husband died, she's an Amon, and she has kids, the kids Yarshin, the father. So just as Locha, they don't have to take care of a Kfura because they don't Yarshin a Ksuba, they have to give away yet. But Koponim is a dig, though, that in a case where there are two types of Yorshim, that's the dig, a case of a Shemeris Yavam, that's the locha, that the ones that Yashin the Ksuba, they have to take care of the Kfura, like here means the Yorshe Habal, Mashenk and the Yorshe Av, they don't have to take care of the Kfura. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav, Rava says, Falema Ach Ani Yerush, the Kfura, why does the brother have to make the Kfura for the Yavama? True, he's yashining the ksuba from his brother, but I call upon him, let the brother say, v'leimo, achan yerush. Let him say, I'm not like getting the ksuba. The pshat is the, what happened here, that the first brother died, so his wife was a yavama. So it was zika to the second brother, and now she died, now the yavama died. So shall the brother that's alive now, why do we say like he's yashining her ksuba? What? Let him say, no, I'm yashining for my brother. My brother was mace and I'm taking over his nechosim. So I don't have anything to do with his wife, with the Yavama. So why do we say he has the chiyuv to take care of the Kfura? That's the kasha. For lei ma'acha ni yerush, let him say, I'm yashning my brother. Ishtoi, his wife, ain't any kaver, I'm not going to be take care of a Kfura. Like I'm not yashning her ksuba. I'm taking over the nechosim that belong to my brother. The Rashi says, ksuba zu shani yerush, this ksuba that I'm taking. It's not the pshat, she brought me in a present, she's given me something. It's the money that was written in the ksuba. I'm not yashning she never collected the money yet. The money always belonged to my brother. And now that my brother died and she died, I'm yashning my brother. So let the yavam, the brother that's alive now, say, I don't want to take care of a kfura. I'm not taking over a hook ksuba. I'm just taking away I'm getting the money from my brother. Omalei Abaye, Abaye answers, Mishum Devoye Nolu Mishnei Tzdodin. Because we could talk back to this brother, the one that's alive now, and tell him one or two ways. Mishnei Tzdodin. We'll tell him like this, how do you call yourself? Im Achiv Yerish, if you want to say you're taking over your brother's position, you're yashning your brother, if so, Yikfres Ishtai. You should also have to take care of the kfura of his wife. The Rashi says, Kamoy Shayu Kaivra, Im Eisa Bechayiv. Afiloloyach Nisalaklum. Just like when your brother, Kozman, he's married to her, if the wife dies, the husband has to take care of the kfura, even if she did not bring in any Nadunya. That's the Tanai Ksuba, the husband has to take care of his wife's kfura. So once you're yashming your brother, you want to tell him you're taking over your brother's position, like, you should also have the chiyuv then to be kovri his wife. Emeinai kovri sishto, elamai, you want to say no, you don't want to have anything to do with his wife, you don't want to make the kfura on his wife. Says so, yitain ksubosa? So you should have to pay the ksuba then, don't take the ksuba then. Give the ksuba back to her yosher, to the yosher ha'av. That's the shalos, since you're keeping the ksuba, you should have to take care of the kfura. So Omalais, he said back to him, no, hochik, I mean, this is what I meant to say. Ah, ani Yerush, no. The brother that's alive now says like this, the money that I'm taking over now is not hoksuba. I'm taking over the money from my brother. Es ishta enani kaiver, I don't want to be kaiver his wife. Vimishum ksuba, it's because of the ksuba, the klal is lo nitnu ksuba likvois mechayim. Like Kozman, she was alive, she didn't have a right to collect the ksuba altogether. So Mel is never considered like she got the ksuba. So therefore, I am not yashin the ksuba at all. I'm just taking over my brother's nechosim. So therefore, it has nothing to do with her ksuba. Therefore, I should not have a chiyuv to be koy for her. And Rashi says, Ligvois mechayim means kol zaman shabal chay. Kol zaman, the husband is alive. V'yani b'mokim ba'alayimit. Even though here the husband died first. But kol zaman, there was a mitzvah yibum, like the brother's alive. He's b'mokim his brother. Rashi says, Yisim. So therefore, it's called Mechayim, so it's called she never had a right to collect the ksuba. Since she never had a right to collect the ksuba, b'chlal, I, the brother, has a right to say, I'm not yashning the ksuba. I'm yashning my brother. Since I've taken over my brother, therefore I don't have a chiyuv to be kaver his wife. So this, the Gemara says, man shamet le d'yisle medrash ksuba. Who is the one that holds this svara of medrash ksuba? You want to read the way it says in the ksuba. We hear that Beshame holds the Amri, they say, Shtar Roy Medligvers Gavidomi. Is this that you want to say, Mechan, Medon, Kletik Suba? That's because that's the Nusr, that's the way it says it in the Shtar. And Rashi says, She Doirish Loshenak Suba, She Kosov Bo. Look, She Tinosi Lach, when you get married to somebody else, Titli Masha Kosov Lachi. The Menor Dikis, Lenit Nuk Suba, Ligvers Mechan, here you want to make this Diak. So any Yechel Nosli Acher, but you can't get married to somebody else? So it's not called the time yet for you to collect Yiksuba. It's not called you have a right to get married to somebody else. So if you want to be medayik from the words that says Niksuba, that's Beisham Meshita. The Kashmir is Beisham Mehold, Shtar Roy Medlikbis Kogavidomi. But since the wife had the Ksuba and is aiming to collect it, it should be considered as if she collected the money. So still, now that she dies, it should be considered like she already collected the Ksuba. And now the brother is yashting Haksuba. That again, he should have a chiyuv to be koyver her. Now the Gemara proves it. The Tanan, because we learned like this. Meisu balayin. So a shayla in the case where the husband had a shayla, his wife was a soita. So he wanted to drink, he brought it to the kohen to drink the meha morim. The loch was meisu, the husband died. Achilo shosu, before his wife drank from the meha morim. So it's a shayla if she was a soita or not. Did she live with another man? The loch is if she did, she doesn't deserve to get a ksuba. If she's not a soita, if she didn't live with the other man, she deserves to get a ksuba. So the husband died first, so she can't drink the mayamorim anymore. So we have a suffix whether she was mazana or not. So loch is beshamay yerimrim noit lois ksuba. Beshamay says she has a right to collect a ksuba. Minasofa she could collect a ksuba. Her husband died now, she has a right to get a ksuba. For loy shay says, and she doesn't drink, since the husband died, she can't drink from the mayamorim. Or Beisil Loimim, Beisil says, no. Either we tell her to drink from the Mayamorim, or Loim Loitlis Ksuba, or she can't take the Ksuba. So Beisil says, Loimim Nasafik, she does not get a Ksuba. Because we have a doubt, maybe she was a Saita, maybe she was Mazana with another man. Then she doesn't have a right to get a Ksuba. So first thing more is the Kasha, Oishoisais. But does Beisil say we make her drink the Mayamorim now? How is that possible? The Pasuk says, "Behavior ish es ishtei lakayin amarachmona." The Torah says that the man has to bring his wife to the kayin. For lekka, the man is not alive. If the husband died, there's no parsha of saita now. We can't make a drink to meha morim. So what does Beisil mean to say? Either she should drink, or else she doesn't get a ksuba. So where it says Ella, what Beisil means to say is like this:
Ela mitoich shalosh oisay, since she, that is never right, since she can't drink the mayamorim, since her husband died. We can't check her out. We will never find out whether she was a seiter or not. Loinoitlas ksuba, she doesn't collect the ksuba. Why? Because min asafik, she doesn't have a right to get the money. Hamoitzim akhaver, all of her raya. But Beishami Yemi, Beishami says no. Noitlas ksuba v'loishoisis. She collects the ksuba, even though she can't drink, even though it remains a doubt towards a suffix, whether she was a seiter or not, still she collects the ksuba. Is the question beyamai why? Why does she collect the ksuba? L'churah sveik, what's a suffix? Suffix zanoi, suffix loy zanoi. We have a doubt, maybe she was mezana, and maybe she did live with another man. And then she doesn't have a right to collect the ksuba. So in our suffix, we have a doubt. Usually we say, you don't take out money on a doubt. Ha'moitzim echver, all over aya. Or in here, ukasi suffix, umaitzim idevadi. How come over here the suffix comes and takes away from the vadai? So it's a kashin beishamai. So there it is, kasari beishamai holds that shtar ro'imid ligvers kagava domi. Or shtar, when the isha has a ksuba. Since the ksuba is a shtar and it's oimid, it's ready to collect with, like here her husband died, we consider as if she collected it already. We consider as if she has the money already. So therefore she's like the muhsik, it's like she's holding on to the money already. Therefore, when that, even with a doubt, she has a right to get the money. It's not called she has to go now and collect and take it away from her husband's nechosim. But consider as if it's already collected by her, as if she has it already. Therefore, even with a doubt, still she has a right to keep it. So you see, Beishamai holds the svara, shtar roimed ligvus is kagavadami. See here also, l'churu the yavama, when a husband died, we should be considered as if she received the ksuba. Since she already received the ksuba, that's a teretz. Therefore now, when the brother comes and wants a yashin, his brother, it's not the pshat, he's yashining his brother, but rather we consider as if the yavama, as soon as her husband died, as if she collected the ksuba. And now when she dies, it's considered like the brother yashins the ksuba from her, and that's why the loch is that the brother has to be kaver. Because since he's yashin the ksuba, that's why he has the chiyakfura. Now the Gemara is Takasha though. The whole Medrash ksuba was that as soon as she has a right to get married to somebody else, that's when she can start collecting the ksuba. Since she's a Shemeris Yovim, there's a Yovim involved, the brother's alive, she can't get married to somebody else, so it doesn't pass the whole Klal of Kulay Medligvus Kagava Dami. And this the Gemara answers, Amrav Ashi, Yovim Nami Kaka Dami. Now even though the brother is alive, it's still considered like she's allowed to get married. Since the husband died, now even though there's a Mitzvah Yibum, it's also considered like she could get married. So therefore it's a time for the collect ksuba, and according to Beishamai, Oymed Ligvus Kagava Dami, we consider like she collected the ksuba, therefore when she dies, the brother yashin the ksuba from her, that's why the brother has to be kaiver her. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding dots, Pei Aleph, Omed Aleph, by the two dots. Again, so the last Gemara we had was that the Shaila was that the Medrash ksuba says that as soon as a wife, when a husband dies, and she has a right to get married to somebody else, that's the time when she has the right to collect the ksuba. And again, according to Beishamai, we said, Kolaymed Ligbris, it's Kogavodami, it was considered like she collected a ksuba as soon as her husband died. And then the Marissa Shaila, even in the case where the husband died without children, and there was a brother alive, there's a mitzvah yibum, the chura then she can't get married to anybody else because she's like a yivam alishuk, so the chura it's not called time for to collect the ksuba yet. The Gemara of Leah Teretz was known that a Yavam is also called Kakadami. That Lamaisa, when her first husband died, Lamaisa now, she really, she has a heter to get married to somebody else. True, there's a mitzvah Yibum involved, so it says to get married to the Yavam, or else to get Chalitza. But it's also considered that she could get married to somebody else, therefore it's a time to collect the Ksuba. Now the Gemara is Takashi, is that true? Sholach le Rav Abaya, Rav sent the question to Abaya. Piyad Rav Shemaya Baziri, in the hands of Rav Shemaya Baziri. Uminit nuksuba ligvus mechayim, is it true in such a case where when a husband died, and Lamaisa there's a brother alive, that there's a mitzvah yibum, still it's called now that she has the right to collect the ksuba, it's called like she has had to get married to an achar, to the Yavam, is that true? The Yatanya will learn like this. Rabbi Abba Omer, Rabbi Abba says, Sha'alti yesumchas, ayesumchas the Shailom, that what about Haroitza Sheyimcha benichsei Ochiv? Ketza the Waisa. Again, in the case where one brother dies without children, there's a mitzvah Yibum, and now the second brother is Miyavim his wife. So Halacha reads that all the nechasim that belong to the first brother is mishubit to for haksuba, and he's not allowed to sell them. What about now if the Yavam, the new husband, wants to be able to sell his brother's property? What can he do? So Haroitza Shiyimcha b'nichsa yachiv. His kates are away, so what can he do? In Kayinu, if the kanim, if the brothers are kanim, so therefore he can't give his wife a get now, because he won't be able to remarry her. So Yetzir is in Kayinu, Yaseh Suda, let him make a nice party. For Yafayas, let him like a pizza, that she should give him permission to sell the property. In other words, more than the ksuba is worth. Let's say the ksuba is $200. So true, $200 I'll leave over from the nechosin. But more than that, I want to have permission to sell it. So that's Yetzir. Ask her to give you permission, and if she says okay, then you're allowed to sell it. What about in Yisrael? Let's say the brothers are only Yisrael. So the locker is there. Then he says, the Yetzir is, Megarish beget, let him give, after he was miyabim, his brother, his sister-in-law, let him give her a get. And he'll pay her up the ksuba. And the yachzer, and then he'll remarry her again. And when he remarries her again, the ksuba is on the first nechosim. So then the pshat, all the brothers nechosim, is not meshubah for the ksuba anymore. So the kitzav, the second brother, wants to be able to sell his brother's nechosim after he died. The yetzer is to get rid of the ksuba, like first pay up the ksuba, give your wife a get, give her a get, and pay her up, and then remarry her. And when you remarry her, then all your nechosim are not meshubah for ksuba. This we'll see later on in the Masechta Mua. That you can't sell the nechosim, that's only the case of the yavam, where the second brother is yashling his brother's nechosim, we say he's not allowed to sell any of his property because it's all meshubit for her ksuba. But once you give her a get and you paid off the ksuba, now if you remarry her, the nuchi ksuba is like a normal ksuba that Avada husband is allowed to sell his property. So that's the eitzah, how you can do to be able to sell your brother's property. Now the kasher is,